seem to have regained my composure, having been here for about 24 hours now. I've got this really good moment to wander back to my apartment because, as ever, the one piece of technology that the room decided it needed, I didn't put in my kit. So luckily, I'm in a reasonably close by apartment, so I'm going to wander back. But it does give me an opportunity to just give you a flavour, really, of what's going on out here. Because I think when you are reporting and documenting an organisation for social media, there is a time in which it's not appropriate to kind of publicly tweet or publicly blog, because a lot of what's being talked about is it's very transient and it's in change a lot. And I am going to pause. Okay, back in the room. Walk past the turning that I needed to go down. yes, how do you document progress? Because often progress is a very changeable thing and isn't what the final result ends up being. Certainly not what the final funding application will be, because this is about throwing ideas around. But it's also about feeling that you have the privacy and the diplomatic sensibility of your social media practitioner. I think that's really, really important, to be one of the peers. And one thing that I'm finding with Audiences Europe, that I can contribute to conversation in terms of audience, different perspective, but ultimately what I'm there to do is to work out how I can formalise what they're talking about, A, to aid their research, but also then to benefit a wider network. Now, essentially what we're here today to discuss is the new Creative Europe programme. Now, funding for that doesn't get announced or released until 2014, potentially even March. The outline for funding proposals, potentially January. Potentially December. And it's these kind of conversational updates that I think it's important to do through things like this. So hopefully if you're listening, this has some relevance about what you might want to start looking at in terms of your organisation. We've got quite a lot of questions that we're going to ask about audiences, audience development. Our current project, Open All Areas, is about reaching and understanding non-participants. You know, why are people stopping coming to the theatre? Why are people, well, I say theatre, but generally it's culture, art, heritage, tourism, the whole of these is trying to find out. And one of the things that's really come out is that there is no real cohesion in any of these countries. I'm going to get some of them to talk to me about certain points, especially nation policy. I'm very interested in that. Although the EU is institutions based, so people from within countries can apply for funding, a lot of the policy making within the countries is very nation based rather than European wide based. So I'm going to find out a little bit more about that. But please do check out Audiences Europe at Audiences Europe on Twitter. And we do have a network which is developing at the moment, which is audiencesEurope.net. I'm at PCM Creative. If you've got any questions about between now and Friday that you'd like me to put to the Audiences Europe group, we have representatives from Italy, Spain, Germany, Holland, Rotterdam, Norway, and of course here Denmark, and ourselves from the UK. So please do let us know what you feel about sort of EU culture policy. If you've got any questions, whether you are looking to access funding or access resources, or whether you have before and you've struggled, do get in touch with us, because what we're trying to do is develop a peer network where we can learn from each other. So pooling resources, pooling research, asking the questions to see if those bits of research have already been done elsewhere that you can use as a benchmark to do your own research. Anyway, I'm going to finish off here. Thank you very much for listening, and I'm going to keep you updated. There'll be a few photos coming out, but tomorrow and Friday are the main days of projects, so maybe doing some live streaming, there may be some podcasts coming, but as I say, one of the main things is personal privacy, really, and releasing the content that I make. I'm given the judgment call, really, of whether I think that it's appropriate or not. So, you know, me being delicate and sensitive and really thinking about if this information goes out, who is it for, why is it being sent out, and who might potentially benefit. So in this sense, it's a reach out call, really, to people who are already part of the Audiences Europe network or on the LinkedIn group who might be considering engaging with the Curative Europe programme, to know that, you know, we're already talking about it. Please join the conversation.